Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have all of you joining us here today. That's right, this is your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell, and we're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. That's right, we bring you wonderful shows every single Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are excited because today's show, I'm telling you what, is off the chain. Today's show, we start out, the opening feature spot is called White School 101, and we have a featured author, Dr. B.J. Fountain. She's hanging out in the virtual studio with me. I'm going to be bringing her to the mic. She is going to be talking about this wonderful book that she wrote and really tips around what wives should know. I'm telling you, you don't want to go anywhere. This is for single ladies. This is for engaged ladies. This is if you've been married 45 years, listen, we need you online too. We need you in the chat room as well because we are always learning. And here at the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, the goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to help our sisters out. And you know what? Brothers, we helping you out too. So I think y'all might have to send me an offering after this, because we hooking you up, because the subtitle of her book is Every Husband's Best Friend. So again, we're starting the top of the hour out with Wife School 101. And guess what? This is going to be a reoccurring segment. So we're going to do this quarterly so that we can give you good chunks and nuggets and you'll have something to look forward to. Then we're going to roll into our Diva Spotlight. We have a Diva Spotlight today. I met this young lady in person at a women's retreat, and she was a dynamic speaker, dynamic. And she's the founder and president of Above Rubies Magazine, Minister Corinda Pittman. She's going to be joining us to talk about Far Above Rubies Magazine, and you've got to hear about all the great people she's interviewed and all that good stuff. And then we're going to wrap up the show with a blog spotlight. And these young ladies are right from the capital city of Richmond. They have a blog out called Project Wifey. ProjectWifey.com. You can't be a wife until you get your own life. So I'm telling you what, ladies, today is awesome. So welcome to all those that are listening on the phone lines. We see you. Hello to those that are hanging out in the chat room. We say hello, welcome as well. So let's move right on in with our first segment. Again, Wife School 101, based off of the book written by Dr. B.J. Fountain, and I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Welcome to the show, Dr. Fountain. How you doing?
Thank you so much, Charvette. I am doing wonderful. It's an honor to be here today.
Well, listen, yes, I'm excited to have you. And I got to tell you, when I posted in Facebook and Twitter, and people were like. So it's like people want to know. People want to have information either around being a wife or being a better wife. And you know what? This book, which I have almost read almost all of it, it is excellent. So I want to jump right on in. I love something that you say at the beginning of the book. And again, the title of the book is Wife School, and you can get it on Amazon and other places. We'll let you know all that good stuff. But at the beginning of the book, you say, he that finds a wife, and we know the scripture, the man who finds a wife finds a good thing, obtains favor from God, and all of that. But I love something you say, he that finds a wife, he's looking for a wife, he is not looking for these things. He's not looking for a lazy, crazy, unorganized, indecisive, arrogant, bitter, insecure, fearful, gold-digging, immature, whining, moody, pitiful, weak, angry, unforgiving, mean-spirited, selfish, impatient, immoral, untrusting, self-hating, unsure, excuse-making, unpolished, wounded, bleeding, emotionally needy,
pain in the butt,
blood-sucking
hellion.
He is not looking for those things. When I read that first paragraph, I about fell over. If you can't say amen, you better say ouch. Talk
amen,
to us
ouch.
About that.
I talk to a lot of husbands, Charvette, and a lot of them telling me, all I get is nag, all I get is she's so emotionally needy, she's so this and she's so that. And I'm thinking, I said a lot of women was not trained on how to be a wife. You know, if you don't know, you don't know. And if you don't know, you should ask someone. And that's why God gave me Wife School. It's not only a book, but it's a ministry. And we meet once a month, and because God said the older women are to teach the younger women how to love their husbands, how to love their children, and to take care of their households. And we're not getting much of that, not in the churches, not in the circles that I'm in. And so God put it on my heart, and I said, God, I'm going for it. And so I meet with the women, and I teach the women who are not married how to prepare to be a wife, not just a bride, but a wife. You know, anybody can plan the wedding and have that big day, but after the wedding's over, after the honeymoon's over, do you know how to take care of a husband? Do you know how to love a husband? Do you know how to be his wife? Not a nag, but his wife. Are you healed emotionally? Are you healed spiritually? Are you bringing over baggage into this that he's going to have to suffer for? Do you know how to even love a man? Do you love men? Do you love yourself? And we start there.
Questions,
and then
questions.
And we just go from there.
My goodness. So what are their misconceptions as you're talking to various women? And I could imagine that this day and age, women that are engaged or just becoming wives, the age range varies. It's widely varied. What are misconceptions maybe that you see or you have observed of women and what the role of a wife really is about? Are there any misconceptions you've seen?
There are lots of misconceptions. We only know what we were taught and what we believe that's truth. We didn't question anything. Most of us are the kind of wives we are based on our mothers, our aunties, or our grandmothers, or whoever raised us, or whoever we were raised around. And we were never taught, you know, this is how you love a man. This is how you respect a man. As you can see in the book, I told you, I grew up in a generation where no one even talked about sex. I mean, it was like something dirty. I even had a young lady to tell me the other day, she said her mother told her, she said when she told her she wanted to talk about sex, she was interested in marriage, she said, I don't want to talk about that nasty stuff.
Ooh, how did she get there then?
Absolutely. My point, exactly. And so there's so much, even in the church, we don't want to talk about. You know, we'll help a person get ready for their wedding day, but no one wants to sit down with the bride and teach her how to love her husband, how to make love to him even. I mean, these are just things people just don't know. And I have women who are married who tell me they don't like sex. They don't like having sex with their husbands. So I'm like, well, why did you get married? Don't you know men love sex? Don't you know your husband is going to want sex and he's going to want it often? Why would you get married if you know you haven't dealt with your sexual issues? You know,
ooh, see,
so,
men, I told y'all going to need to send me and Dr. Fountain an offering after this because we're helping y'all out.
And it's our thoughts, too, Charvette. It's the way we think. You know how we grew up? Like, I grew up around aunties, and they were like, you know, around the, you can do bad all by yourself. If he, you know, you're in it, but if he doesn't do right, you can just get out of it. And, you know, all men are just dogs, and all they want is sex, sex, sex. And I, you know, you just grow up with all these things and hearing all these things. And then once you come to Christ and find out, hey, this is a marriage is a God thing. This is a spirit thing. Everything is spirit. This is a spiritual thing. And so when I'm whole spiritually, then I can love my husband spiritually. And when I love myself, I can love others. And I can only give out what I have. You can't give out what you don't have. And if you weren't taught properly and if you're not open to the Spirit to teach you a lot of things in this book, I went to the school of the Spirit. He taught me day by day being married in 21 years now. But I have been married before and divorced. Right. But I didn't know. I mean, I got married the first time at 17 years old. Ha, ha, ha. What do you know at 17 about loving anybody? You know, you in love. You know, you don't want to hear anything. And the second time, just plain dumb and disobedient and rebellious. But God's mercy endures forever. And when he was ready, I asked God to send me the man of his dreams. We all want the man of our dreams. But your dreams aren't big enough to get it. And no matter how smart we are, how intelligent we think we are, no one is smart enough to choose their own mate for life. That's a God thing. God has to do it. And when I was willing to wait on God to do it for me, and if he had lined him up in a row and said, pick the one you want for your husband, I wouldn't have picked Will, my husband now, because he was short. What is the thing we have about short men?
Okay.
Whatever
see, you're
it
stepping
is,
on
get
my toes
it.
Now. You're stepping on my toes now.
Get over the short.
I didn't agree to that.
Women, get over the short man thing. I'm telling you. God's got blessings packed up in short packages. I'm a witness. I can tell you.
Well,
they
I'm
can cook.
You what, I'm with you.
You can be short in love. You can be short. You can love a short man. Yes, you can.
But, you know, you make a good point of we have a lot of women that want to be wives have a whole laundry list of what has to be and what should be and all of that. What do you say to people that say you should make lists or if someone has a list, what do you say to them?
I say burn it up. I say destroy your list. Hit the delete button.
Hit the delete button. Why?
And then go
can't
to the trash and delete it again.
Tell our listeners why are you against the list?
I am against the list. I am against the list because he that finds a wife, you can't create your own man. You can't create your own husband. God has to send him to find you. You can prepare yourself spiritually. You can say, I mean, do you know your Father? Your Heavenly Father loves you, right?
Yes.
So would he send you anything but the best for you?
He's only going to send the best.
He's only going to send you the best. So why do you need a list? Why do you need a list? If Father's sending him, why do you need a list?
Wow, and I think maybe because if you have the list, then if what you see with your eyes doesn't match up to the list, you may discount someone that could be a viable could be the one or could be a viable option, right?
But, Charvette, did God give you the list? Where did the list come from? Where did it originate from? Origination is everything. Everything originates from somewhere. Where did it originate from? Our parents told us, you get the list. You check this off. If he's not tall, handsome, make a lot of money. If he doesn't look like this, then you check him off. But God, what does God's word say? He said, man judges by the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. So I say become a spiritual woman. And men become spiritual men so that you can see past outward appearance. And I don't say that to tell ladies, let yourself go and just say, well, he just has to accept me the way I am. If I'm 500 pounds, he just has to love all 500. I don't agree with that either. I agree with loving yourself. And then being the best you. And if 500 pounds is your best you because you just came down from 600, you know, then that's a whole other story. But I say you don't need a list. You need faith in God to trust him. Say, Father, you know me. You created me. And you know me. And you know what's best for me. And I trust you, God, that when in your time that you will send the person that is for me. Because you know me and you know what I need. I think I know what I want, but you know exactly what I need because you created me and you created the man that is going to come and find me. And only you can do this thing with excellence. Only you can pick that perfect mate for me. And you know, marriage is about iron sharpening iron. He's going to send you someone that's going to help you grow spiritually. If you've ever said to God, I want to be like you, I want to grow in the spirit, he is going to send you someone. Marriage will make you grow in the spirit, grow up in the spirit like nothing else will. Because you learn to love unconditionally. Someone's in your face every day, in your bed every day, in your closet every day, in your bathroom every day, just in your life, in your space. And you learn to love unconditionally.
All right, listeners, you heard it here live. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. This is Wife School 101. Yes, class is in session. And we are talking to Dr. B.J. Fountain based off of her book called Wife School, Every Husband's Best Friend. Tell our listeners how they can pick up a copy of your book.
Well, currently you can get the book at wifeschool.biz, wifeschool.biz. That's my website. And you, right now you can order them from the Wife School.
All right. Fabulous, fabulous. Okay,
website.
Let's keep moving.
Yes, ma'am.
So as you mentioned, and it's funny that you said the saying, I can do bad all by myself. Well, I put on my Facebook the other day, first of all, who came up with that?
Yeah,
second of all,
know.
What if I'm not doing bad? I'm not doing bad, so I'm not going to say I could do bad all by myself.
Right.
But you talk in the book about things that we need to unlearn. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. I've had to give up everything for men. All the good ones are gone. Why do ladies have to rethink, unlearn those types of things?
Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And a lot of times there are self-fulfilling prophecies. We speak these curses over ourselves pretty much, and then we wonder why they're coming, into being, because you've said, you can do bad all by yourself. If bad is what you want to do by yourself, then eventually you would do bad by yourself, and then you'll say, I told you so. I told you. I knew, But we prophesy over ourselves. Why can't we say, I can do good by myself? Oh, I can do good with a husband or with a mate. If I choose to do good, I can have the kind of life I choose to have. I don't know. These are just things that we've heard and were just passed on to generation through generation through generation. These are things I heard coming up. And these are things that I stopped at my daughters and I stopped at my granddaughter. My 15-year-old granddaughter has read White School, and I bring her to White School sessions and I'm training her. And so hopefully the next generation will do better. And that's my aim, is to help the next generation, this generation also, but the next generation, do a lot better than we did. Because they know that what comes out of their mouth is what, you're prophesying to yourself. You're prophesying over yourself when you speak these words over yourself. And it's just as easy, instead of saying all men are dogs, I tell them in the book, I say all men are created in the image and likeness of God. Every man has the potential to be like God. And we have the potential to, because all of us came out of God. And there's goodness and there's greatness in every last one of us. And when the right man hook up with the right woman, that is nothing any more beautiful than that. And grow together and learn together and unlearn all these things we've been saying about men. They are so wrong. We've cursed men. And then we wonder why we are not blessed and wonder why we're not finding one. We've cursed them pretty much. And, by our words that come out of our mouth. And so when you curse them, how do you think they're going to be blessed?
Right.
And then you wonder why they didn't make a good husband. You said he wasn't going to be anything. You said all men were dogs and all men are trash and all men are, you can't trust them. I was in the grocery store the other day and I heard two women talking about men. And one said, all of them are liars. All of them are just liars. You can't trust any of them. And they were just going on and on. And I was looking at them. I wanted to invite them to White School so bad.
Right.
You need to come to White School, but they were going for all of them are just liars. You can't trust any of them. And so, but that's what they believe.
Wow. And perhaps you've had some experiences that make you feel that way, but I think the bottom line is you still can't put all of them in one big category. Even if you've had a couple experiences, a couple of run-ins where that made you feel that way, I think the gist of what you're saying, you can't put every single one in that category.
Every single man.
You don't know
every single man.
Well, that's right. You don't know all of the men on planet Earth. Okay,
listen,
I'm telling you what, time is getting away from me.
Okay.
I want you to share maybe your top three tips or top three pieces of advice that every wife should know. And this could be for women that are married, newly married, been married 50 years, whatever the category, want to be married, whatever the category. Your top three advice pieces that every wife should know or should do.
In my book on page 53, if you all have the book and you're listening, I say to women, my advice to godly married women is, when at all possible, never say no to your husband to sexual intimacy. And I tell them that because I'm tired or I don't feel good. That is just not good. That is not a good reason to deny your husband intimacy. And I tell them, the women in White School all the time, I said, how many other things do you do tired? We go to work tired. We go to church tired. We go to choir rehearsal tired. We go to meetings tired. We go shopping tired. We make groceries tired. We wash clothes tired. We take care of our children tired. Come on, we go to the cleaner tired. You know I'm the truth, Charvette. But when it comes to this, the most intimate relationship you ever have on earth is with your spouse. And I'm tired. I am tired. It's just not a valid excuse. So I tell them that. And good food. Ladies, learn how to cook, for God's sake. Learn how to cook basic meals. Keep him home. Learn how to cook his mama's biscuits if you have to, or his grandma's sweet potato pies. But, man, for God's sake, learn how to cook. And the next thing. Why are you laughing?
This is good.
I had to cook a little something now.
Yeah,
most
a little
of the meals come pre-cooked. And the next one I want to say is be a support. Learn to be a supportive wife. If you're not married, love the people that you're with now. Love the people that live in your household. Show them respect. Say good morning. Say thank you. You know, check on them during the day. Just love, 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 love. Love who you're with until God sends you that person that you're going to spend your life partner. But love who you're around. And most of all, love yourself.
All right. Outstanding, outstanding. Listen, I think you need to put your hands together. Yes, the first segment of Wife School 101. Again, we're going to do this quarterly, so you're going to hear more from Dr. B.J. Fountain. Again, pick up her book. Give us your web address one more time and how people can contact you online.
They can contact me online at wifeschool@verizon.net.
Wonderful. And then your web address.
The web address is wifeschool.biz, B-I-Z.
Great. Thank you so much. I've enjoyed this, and we will have you back for the next segment.
Thank you, Chavette. Goodbye.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. I'm telling you what, we're rolling right into our second segment, my diva spotlight. And this dynamic young lady is hanging out in the virtual studio right now. We're going to go take a very quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back talking to Minister Corinda Pittman. She is the founder of Far Above Rubies magazine. She has a nonprofit. She's doing big things. And listen, I heard her in person, and this sister girlfriend is dynamic. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you ready? All roads lead to hot Jacksonville, Florida for the 2012 Rhythm of Gospel Awards. July 26th through 29th at Times Union Performing Arts Center. This stellar event will spotlight and honor 48 categories of recognition from some of the very best independent gospel artists,
media groups,
and pastors from across the land. This is an organized event you don't want to miss. For more details and ticket information, call 210-745-5858 or log on to therhythmofgospelawards.com.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of you joining us, those that are hanging out in the chat room, those that are on the phone line. We say hello. Thank you so much for checking us out here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Of course, connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. And, of course, you can just go to Charvette.com. All right, we're rolling into our second segment. This is my diva spotlight, and I'm telling you what, again, this dynamic young lady is doing big things. She is a motivational speaker. She is a seminar host. She is the founder, president and founder of Far Above Rubies magazine, which is a magazine geared towards Christian women's spiritual growth and holistic development. And she has a nonprofit, and she is a minister, and a whole bunch of other things. I'm telling you what, I'm going to the mic, to the phone lines right now. She's hanging out in the virtual studio. Coming to the mic is Minister Corinda Pittman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Charvette. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm glad to be able to feature you on the show.
I am glad to just be a part of what God is doing in your life. I'm just glad to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I just said to myself, I had tuned in right at the end of your previous segment, and I probably should have listened to that whole segment. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you what, well, it's good. It's available online in about an hour, so thank you. That's a good plug. You can listen to them later if you're just tuning in. Don't worry. You don't have to worry about catching up. We can catch you up later. But listen, I'm telling you what, I just enjoyed your session. Big shout-out to Entrusted Connections Women's Retreat, where we met face-to-face, and I had an opportunity. I picked your session as one of the sessions to attend during that spot, and just you're such a dynamic speaker, and I just want to hear more about how you even started Far Above Ruby's magazine and your nonprofit and all that good stuff. So let's start with the magazine. How did you even come up with the idea to start a magazine?
Well, Charvette, I've been writing for a very long time, and writing to me has always been an outlet to just be open, to be honest, to be transparent. So I started writing poetry, and as, you know, I continued in my writing gift and my hobby, and as I grew in my relationship with God, I began to see how powerful words are, and I began to see writing truly is a ministry. And as he gave me the vision for the magazine, it just flow because I knew I was hearing from God. I knew that he had given me the gift, and not just to keep with myself, but to share with other women and to share with women nationwide. So I was just excited and elated just to know God's confirmation on what he's called me to do. And then sending contributing writers and sending people specifically for the assignments and for the thematic focuses that we gear to. So it was just wonderful. The magazine started June of 2008, and so we've been in existence now for a little bit over 3 years.
Wow.
And, and definitely, you know, I'm just excited to know how God is leading the magazine and the publication as a ministry. Some of the things that we are looking forward to in the future is to be able to set up a curriculum program for young women who have a desire to write, who have a desire to be in the publishing industry. We want to be able to have the magazine printed in Spanish and other languages be an inspiration to women. And we want to be able to provide scholarships to young girls who are furthering their career in either the journalism or publishing industry. So those are some of the things, as we talk about ministry, some of the branches that I believe that he's leading Far Above Ruby's magazine, just bigger than just the magazine in itself.
Wow. And you've had an opportunity to feature a lot of great people with your magazine. Can you share a couple of the people that you've been able to feature in your magazine?
Sure. Yes. When I say God has truly favored Far Above Ruby's magazine, I'm just telling you, it has been favor ever since the beginning. Some of the women that we have been able to feature on the cover is Sarita Jakes, Lady Sarita Jakes, who is the wife of Bishop T.D. Jakes. Also, Victoria Austin, who is the wife of Joel Austin. We've also been able to feature Martha Menendez. She was featured on our previous issue. We featured First Lady Michelle Obama, when the Obamas were first being dedicated and initiated into office. And, the list goes on and on. Lady Bridget Hilliard out in Texas. As well as Mother Louise. I call her Mother Louise Patterson, who is the wife of the late Bishop D.E. Patterson in Tennessee. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness. So certainly, I mean, just dynamic. And that's just to name a few. We're just hitting a few highlights. But isn't God just like that? I mean, he confirms that you're going in the right direction when he just drops those favor nuggets on you. I feel the same exact way with my show, the same exact way.
Mm-hmm. He does. He really does confirm. And he really will send people who even if it's for a season, Charvette, he will send people who will be meant to help in certain areas and certain you know, ways in your business or in your ministry.
Yes.
He will send them. I am a witness that God will do it. And if you just trust him, he will open doors. I mean, literally, I just made phone calls and shared the vision of Far Above Rubies with these other awesome women of God that we've been able to feature on the cover.
Yes.
And just in sharing the vision and just trusting God, he has proven himself over and over and over again.
And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not, listeners, it's not like she has some magic bullet in her back pocket and somebody she knows and a famous publicist that's
what?
Just getting her all of this. This is just, like you, just favor, just asking and being extended favor. So
yes.
Those that are listening, especially if you have businesses or things you're venturing to do, you know, I think that this is a great testament that you should step out and do that. Wouldn't you agree?
I totally agree, because, you know, that's just such a great point, and it's such a great testament. And I really, to be honest with you, didn't look at it in that light until you brought it up. But you're so correct in saying that. There was no one phone call made. There was no special hookup. It was
right.
Truly God. It was truly him from the conception all the way to the birth. And as you know, as the ministry and as the magazine continues to grow, God continues to confirm
yeah.
that he is truly in control, and he truly has his blessings on what he has commanded, on what thus saith the Lord. So, yes, I totally agree. To listeners out there who are listening, just walk by faith, continue to believe God and trust God, and he will send the people, he will send people your way. That will bless you.
That's right. That is right. That is right. And so tell listeners how they can subscribe and when the magazine comes out and all that good stuff.
Yes. Okay. So, yes, this is good information. So the magazine
yeah.
is the magazine is a quarterly publication. I always speak by faith that I believe that Far Above Rubies magazine will be the number one Christian women's magazine in the nation. I speak it by faith. I haven't
Amen.
Seen that yet, but I speak it by faith. But right now we are quarterly, so we come out four times a year. A one-year subscription is $21.99 a year for a one-year subscription. And you also, for those of you who do would prefer to get an e-magazine, you can do that, and that one-year subscription is $15.99 a year. You can subscribe by going directly on the website, which is www.farabovesrubiesmag.com.
All right, wonderful. And certainly
yes.
that price, I mean, it's obtainable for us all. So we want you to support this Diva Spotlight. If you just tuned in, welcome. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're glad to have you. Those hanging out on the phone lines, those that are in the chat room, we say hello. Those that are listening from Twitter, from Facebook, from Charvette.com, from Blog Talk Radio, we say hello. And those that will listen in the future from iTunes, we say hello to you as well. This is our Diva Spotlight with Minister Corinda Pittman, founder, president of Far Above Rubies magazine. Check them out online, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. And so I do want to touch on your nonprofit that you've started, GEMS. So talk a little bit about your nonprofit.
So the nonprofit is still in its very beginning stage, and but it is GEMS. It's called Girls Empowerment Movement. And I wanted to do something that would really speak and reach to the babies, the younger girls that are growing up, middle school and high school, who do have a lack of support in the home. One of the things that I have been very fortunate to have, Charvette, is support.
Yes.
I have a wonderful support system from both of my parents and extended family. And I've realized and appreciated over the years how powerful and how imperative it is to have a support system. And, you know, in this day, there is a lack of support in some homes. There is a lack of support with our young girls, with
yes.
them understanding who they are, whose they are, having that support system to just motivate them and empower them. So Girls Empowerment Movement does just that. It's to reach out to young girls who are in middle school and high school who do have a lack of support in the home, and they need that person. They need those persons to encourage them and empower them. They need someone to talk to. They need someone to give them training and guidance. So that's what Girls Empowerment Movement is about. I want to hopefully within the spring and summer of this year start the first branch in the D.C. area. So please, Charvette and just the listeners,
yes,
keep them covered in prayer, because that is truly, truly going to be an awesome, awesome ministry and nonprofit as we continue to grow. But that's what it's about. It's about really being there, not just saying you're going to be there, but actually being there and being visible and being touchable for young girls so they understand that someone is truly in their corner.
You know, that is such a valid point, because society in general, I'm making generalizations now, society in general there is not a support system for women. If you look at media and you look at songs, and if anything, it deters you from reaching goals. Mm-hmm. So I love that the baseline is really giving support. That is awesome.
Yes.
We have a question. We have a question that came in. Tell us about some of the things that people will find in the magazine, like types of articles and things of that nature.
Sure. So I have this little saying that encompasses the magazine. So the magazine covers, in a nutshell, faith, favor, fortune, and fortitude. And the articles in the magazine are inspirational articles. We do entrepreneur corners. We do testimonials. We feature women to tell their stories on how they have been able to come through certain situations. But it's all about getting understanding and getting wisdom. It's also all about understanding the importance of the love that Jesus has for you as his daughter, as his beloved daughter. So a lot of the articles you will find will cover articles that will bring you closer in relationship with the Lord, articles that will encourage you in your daily walk, if you are a woman who wears many hats, and pretty much all of us do. But we also cover lifestyle, real issues. So we cover financial topics. We cover health topics. We cover single, if you're single. We cover topics that relate to single women. We also cover topics that relate to women who are married, women who are in ministry. We try to cover all bases. But at the end of the day, when you pick up Barbara Ruby's magazine, we want you to first know the love that Jesus has for you, and we want you to also know that as you continue to grow in Christ, you are not alone. There are other women who've been there, who've done it, who has a trophy for it, and they are sharing their story to also encourage you that God is not through with you. There is purpose for your life.
Purpose, and you have value, and you are invaluable, really, and that's, I love that that really is the essence of the title, or the name of the magazine, Far Above Rubies. How did you pick that? I mean, it's very befitting, but would you like to share how you decided on that name?
Sure. So I want to just read, if I can, Charvette, a scripture or a few scriptures in the Bible in regards to the foundation of the magazine, and it comes from Proverbs 3. Verses 13 through 18, and it says, "Blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who obtains understanding, for her benefit is more profitable than silver, and her gain is better than gold. She is more precious than rubies, and none of the things you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are very pleasant, and all her paths are peaceful. She is like a tree of life to those who obtain her, and everyone who grasps hold of her will be blessed." So the foundation really came from that scripture on how we as women, you know, it's okay to focus on the outer. I know fashion is always around us, and the hottest trends are always around us, and, you know, the looks of hair and makeup, it's always around us. you know, we see that day in and day out.
Right.
But, you know, it's also very important. I don't want us to lose sight of our inner beauty and us being women of wisdom, us being women of understanding, us being women of purpose, because that truly is what makes us far above rubies.
Well, you know what, listeners, I think you need to put your hands together for that right there. Excellent. And the Lord's word is blessed. I am telling you what. Well, I have enjoyed being able to feature you. I love what you're doing. I love your presence. And again, listeners, you want to check out Far Above Rubies magazine. Get a subscription. You can get an e-subscription, or you can have the actual print in hand. Tell our listeners one more time how they can subscribe to your magazine.
Yes, Charvette, thank you so much again. And I will give that information one more time. And I hope that we will continue to stay connected.
Yes.
But listeners, yes, please do go and support as we grow and as we become the number one Christian women's magazine in the nation. The address, the web address is www.faraboverubiesmag.com, faraboverubiesmag.com. A one-year subscription, again, is $21.99 a year, and the EMAG subscription is $15.99 a year. And, Charvette, for all of the listeners who are out there, I do want to say if any of you do subscribe with us, we will do a free gift subscription for someone else that you know or that is close to you that you want to share the magazine with. So it will be specifically for the listeners of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, say that again. I want to make sure they heard you clear.
Yes, so please, if you subscribe, you need to let us know when you do it online that you were listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We will honor that for today up until midnight. If you subscribe with us, you will get a free gift subscription to give to someone that you would also like to bless with Far Above Rubies magazine.
That is phenomenal. Thank you so much. Thank you so
you
much for
so
offering
welcome.
That. To our listeners, we appreciate that, and may the seeds that you plant grow just abound, because you're definitely planting seeds. And, again, we thank you so much for your time, and we'll have to just have you back and just stay connected with all that you're doing. And thank you so much again for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Charvette. Peace and blessings to you. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, listeners, I know you better take her up on that offer. You better do that. You better do that. Listen, we're going into our third segment, and we're coming up right after this commercial break. We're going to be talking to two dynamic young ladies that are from Richmond. Oh, Richmond, VA, stand up. Why don't you? Chelsea and Candace, and they have a blog. They have a blog called Project Wifey. ProjectWifey.com is a blog, and we want to feature their blog, and this is kind of all in line with just, we've been talking about relationships. We started out talking about Wife School 101, and then we featured Minister Corinda Pittman and just a sister doing dynamic things. So we are just all about the sisters today, but we're going to be talking to Chelsea and Candace, ProjectWifey.com. Listen, you don't want to go anywhere. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right after this.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this. Industry Buzz with 3Gs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show
with in-depth interviews
from today's leading authors,
gospel artists,
stars that you want to know about.
And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Super excited to have all of you listening. Listen, we got to do a quick shout out to recent listeners from Houston, Texas, Williamsburg, Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia, Shortsville, New York. How you doing? Palm Harbor, Florida, Orlando, Florida, Arlington, Virginia, Canton, Michigan, London. Hello, glad to have you. Orlando again, Chester, Virginia, and looks like Italy. Welcome, welcome, welcome. There's just a few of the locations that are listening and have listened to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show within the last week. We're glad to have you. All right, we're going in to our final segment with Project Wifey. I'm going to the phone lines right now, bringing on my first guest. All right. Yes, I have one of my listeners, callers on the line right now. Hello, do I have Chelsea or Candace on the line?
Both of us.
Yes.
Oh, great. I hit a home run. Okay, great. Well, ladies, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, representing Richmond, Virginia. I do have to say B.J. Fountain, Dr. B.J. Fountain, which was the first guest, was from Richmond as well. So Richmond is just representing in the show today. So, ladies, Project Wifey, you know we have some listeners that are saying, what is that about? Tell us a little bit about why you all started this blog, what it's about, and I'm going to let Chelsea kick it off, and then we'll toss it over to Candace.
Well, we were having, like, conversations about singleness and different areas that we personally needed to grow in before we thought we would be ready for marriage or a relationship.
Uh-huh.
And we thought it would be just beneficial for other people to kind of go on the journey with us. We wanted to, like, provoke other people to seek wholeness through God and not necessarily look for a relationship to be whole, but to understand that Jesus Christ is what fulfills us. He's a permanent filler, and so we thought it would be a good idea to just kind of take people on the journey with us.
I love that you say, and it's on your blog as well, and listeners, you can go to projectwifey.com, and yes, it is spelled exactly how we're saying it, projectwifey.com. But I love that you emphasize that it is a journey. It is what we're going through, and all of us that are single, it is a journey to wholeness. Sometimes I think people think it's like a microwave solution and then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But what are some of the things that you all have maybe learned about yourselves during this journey and you've been transparent and willing to share with other people, you know, about this journey? What are things you all have learned?
Well, one of the things I've learned, I think, is the importance of, like, accepting yourself for who you are and realizing that God has given each of us destinies, and it's pretty much up to us, I think, to fulfill those destinies, and it has to do with, you know, the Bible says faith without works is dead. So I think for me, I just learned that God has called me for a specific reason. He's given me a specific assignment to do, and it's really up to me about as how far I can go with God, if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense.
I would also like to say the same thing. Like, it's just teaching me, just by writing on the blog, that I really need to go after my purpose and go after what God wants me to do in this season rather than wait to get a guy or for a guy to get a girl. Just find out what I need to do now so they're not figuring out who I am and I don't even know who I am.
Yeah. Right. I love that. I love that. Like, I'm trying to figure out who I am, and I'm trying to figure you out, and so let me get myself straight first, and then we can go from there. Well, you have a couple different sections on the blog. So you have recipes and you have relationship pages specifically, and so Dr. B.J. Fountain, who was on earlier, she would love the recipe page because one of her tips for those that want to be a wife or those that are currently wives, she was like, learn to cook something. So who came up with that idea of doing the recipes?
Well, this is Chelsea. I grew up in the country, and I was, like, always, like, when my parents were at work, I was always at home with my grandparents and my grandma. She, like, stayed in the kitchen, like, cooking and everything. But I didn't really, I guess, help as much as I should have. So, I mean, I'm pretty good with cooking, but I figured I needed to work on it and kind of just be spontaneous with different meals and not just cook, like, the same type of thing. So I guess just being diverse in what kind of meals I can prepare.
and I'm the complete opposite. Like, I don't know how to cook anything. I mean, I burned rice in the microwave.
Wait a minute, you burned rice in the microwave?
But she's learning. It's okay.
Yeah, so that's another thing I'm learning, because I don't want to be one of those wives that can't cook. Like,
I don't know if you saw her recipe. She made these macaroni and cheese balls, and it took her
like
3 days.
So how's that working for you, as Dr. Phil would say?
getting better.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do like a 30-day challenge or something, just to make myself cook every day, like no matter what it is.
Just some, even if it's simple. Like, I try to like look at like those like quick meals, like 30-minute recipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I guess we're improving.
Yeah.
Well,
it's something that
I love
need.
That. I love that. I mean, projectwifey.com, listeners, check it out and, you know, keep in touch and make comments on the post, because it's a blog, so you can make comments. Of course, don't say anything crazy, but I think it's just a journey. Like you said, it's about making yourself better, all of us trying to do better and do different things, and not just concentrating on, I ain't got no man, or, well, men usually they don't have that. They think about singleness a whole separate way from what the way we think about it. But which segues to, on your relationship page, you have one of the posts, on most recent posts. Do you want to talk about that one?
Are you talking about the, let's see, the Lorenzo post? Or
yes, yes.
Yeah, he's a guy I met from school. I go to Liberty University. And we write the blog. It's from me and Candace's perspective. And so we thought it would be a good idea to have a male perspective and just kind of get into his mind about, you know, what he thinks about wholeness and what he thinks about relationships as it pertains to being a male. And I think one of the other questions that I think was a really good question was about the whole red flags thing. He kind of gave us a male perspective of, like, some things that women should look out for when being pursued by a man, things that kind of should, I guess, raise our brow when being pursued by somebody who may have, like, ill intentions or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, what were one or two other things that he said?
One of the things he said was about communication, like, what type of conversations do you have, like, what kind of thoughts do you leave, like, do you feel tempted in certain ways, or
okay,
does he call you only at nighttime? Or also he said something about does he have like an issue with meeting like in a group setting, or is he more of the type of person that wants alone and secluded at night
yourself?
Yeah. Those are
red flags. Those are good. And you can read the full article. You can read the full post again, listeners, on projectwifey.com. No, I think that was a really good idea to have, like, a male perspective, you know, to balance out our views. Because, you know, as women, sometimes we think one way, and then when we see their perspective, we're like, we didn't think about it that way.
In addition to that, we are actually considering a male contributor like ourselves, because we don't just want to target, even though the name is Project Wifey, it's actually for anybody that's single right now, because a guy could learn what the female is doing or going through or whatever.
And vice versa. So we want like a male contributor too, so that he can kind of give like that male perspective, and it's not just from, you know, ladies, but other guys that are reading it can kind of, you know, leave with some more knowledge and wisdom.
Right.
Okay, I think that would be a really cool addition, to have a gentleman that is a contributor. I think that would be excellent. And then, you know, I love that, you know, he might talk about sports, or like you all have
to
talk about hair, you know, the natural hair versus relaxed.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about a lot of different things, which, I mean, our lives are, that's what makes our life full is talking about a little, you know, different things. Somebody is talking about healthier eating and, you know, different things. So I wasn't going to put anybody on blast, but there is a collage of things. And so what would you say you would like to contribute to, especially the Christian single scene in Richmond? what are your you all's thoughts about just the Christian single theme scene, let me say it that way, in Richmond? And Chelsea, I heard Chelsea do spoken word at a wonderful event that definitely singles should go to, Enlightenment, right?
It was Enlightenment, I believe.
Enlightenment, yes. And they're coming. They have June 8th, I believe, is the next one event. So listeners will let you know about. But what do you all think about the Christian, single Christian scene in Richmond?
I think we should just be able to be friends with perhaps in group settings. I think we should always be in a group because when you get by yourself, you are tempted in areas that you don't need to be doing anything with. But I think once we... It's good for
girls to be able to come together
and just have like fellowship and not be, I guess, looking for somebody or, you know, trying to get in a relationship. But just I personally believe that whatever is supposed to happen will happen. So if you just kind of just enjoy yourself, you know, go to these events to, like, make connections and friendships, then
Because you have to be able to be friends with somebody before you can see them as any other way. Yeah. Everything is based on a friendship, so if you can't even do that, then what good are you?
So learn to be a friend. I think that's good for women and men and all age brackets. All age brackets. Now, is Project Wifey targeted to any particular age range?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty much for anybody who is taking that own personal journey. You know, some people, I feel like we're blessed that we're taking this journey now and not, like, waiting until, you know, we're older. But, you know, I think some people who are older haven't, like, really taken that journey yet. So I think it's for anybody who kind of feels as though they need to learn about who they are. They need to walk in their purpose. And I think that can be any age group.
Yeah.
And it may even be beneficial for people who are divorced. You know, maybe think about it yourself and with a clean slate and just be like, you know what, let me just think about this with fresh eyes, fresh perspective, and check out, you know, Project Wifey every now and again. So I think there are a lot of different people who could, you know, just benefit from just thinking about singleness as a journey, but in a different way, not in a way of, oh, my God, but in a way of, you know, I'm learning, I'm seeing new things, I'm doing different things, I'm enhancing myself, and that's how I want to think about it. And Dr. B.J. Fountain brought up in the first segment, Wife School 101, that it's a lot has to do with the way you think and what you think is going to create your environment. As a man thinketh, so is he. So that's good. What else would you like to see, like, down the road for ProjectWifey.com? Do you see, like, in-person sessions, conferences, or anything? Do you see anything else kind of budding from this?
Well, we both we love to write. We're both writers, so we're hoping for possibly books in the future. Candace really brought up the idea of a magazine, so it's cool to hear the guest before us who has a magazine. So that's definitely something that we probably want to pursue. What else?
We were talking today actually
about a play
about using some of the principles that we talk about and just adding dialogue to it and maybe possibly having it in the Richmond area sometime soon.
That would be dynamic. And again, listeners, if you just keep up with ProjectYP.com, you'll hear about anything that they are deciding to do. And again, that's Chelsea and Candace. And Chelsea, I do want you to talk a little bit about your spoken word that you do. How did you get into doing the spoken word?
Well, I actually, it's a funny story. I was like 2 years old when I started to, like, make up poems and songs, like, off the top of my head. I didn't really think anything. I remember my grandpa used to always just notice that I would make up these random poems when I was, like, two. And then, like, the older I became, I started to, like, write my poems down, and they kind of just became, like, an outlet, you know, for just emotions or different things I was dealing with. The first time I actually did spoken word was about 2 years ago this month. It was at an event at my church. It was a singles event, and they had, like, an Apollo night. And Candace signed me up for it. I agreed to do it just because I just thought it would be a fun opportunity. And pretty much since then, you know, people have been telling me certain poems I've done have encouraged them and inspired them. Wow. So I felt that it was a gift that God had given me that I wanted to use, and I pretty much been doing it since then.
Wow, and all the writing and all that kind of intertwines. That's how our gifts are. They are expansive and they intertwine like that. We may have a comment or a question from the phone lines. I see a couple, caller ending with 8389. Do you have a comment or question? Caller ending with 83 or 89. All right. Perhaps they were just listening. No problem at all. All right. Well, I'm telling you what, this is going to be actually a wrap on the show today. Last comment, anything that you would want to say to any of the single listeners, any encouragement that you want to give them today, what would you all say?
I would say to just embrace whatever season God has you in and understand that whatever purpose he has in your life, it will be fulfilled. This is a perfect opportunity to grow and to learn and to learn who you are and know the things that God has called you to do. And whenever that season has presented itself, whether you're a man or a female, it will happen. Just be patient and use singleness productively.
Yeah. Any other comments?
Great.
Well, Sadie, I'm sorry. What was that?
Continue to put God first in everything you do, and he'll guide you to whoever you're supposed to be with.
All right. I can't add anything to that or take that away. Again, ladies, thank you so much for joining the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and much success to ProjectWifey.com. And I'm telling you, don't be surprised. Blogs can take you somewhere. I'll give you a quick example. I don't know if you all remember the show. So it's the girl that's trying to find, she's trying to find somebody to date, and she used to sing with TLC. Finding Chili. Well, Tiana Smalls, who is on that particular show, was basically like somebody that came out of thin air. She started writing a blog. She started responding to blogs, a relationship blog. Somebody heard about her and contacted her to be on that show. So she basically came like from out of nowhere, but she got exposure because she did blogs. So you never know where this is going to lead. I just wanted to drop that with you.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, ladies. All right, listeners, that is going to be a wrap today. I am telling you what, we started out talking about Wife School 101. That is going to be a reoccurring segment, so you definitely want to check back and keep your eye out for that. And then we talked to Minister Corinda Pittman, Far Above Ruby Magazine. And of course, we ended up with our blog spotlight, ProjectWifey.com.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated. Excited and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.